Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free, coast to coast, 800-531-3815. Beverly Williams is our guest, as I promised you, and our good friend, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, good morning, and thank you. Always glad to be with you and your audience.
And Happy New Year coming up. Christmas is past. We got the New Year ahead. I just made a comment a while ago that I wanted to ask you what you thought about it.
I heard your comment.
Oh, you did?
I have mixed feelings about it. On the one hand...
All right, tell the audience, in case they just tuned in, tell them what I said.
Give them my genius idea. You thought that holidays...
No.
And particularly Christmas
just
and New
Year's... Just Christmas
on
New Year's. New
okay, should be moved to Friday... So that it didn't come in the middle of the week, which does make it very difficult for business people.
Don't you think that's a genius idea? One of my many genius ideas?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Boy, I get no... This is a tough room here, folks. I get no respect around here. You'd think the host would get a little bit of respect, but no.
Well, on this issue, you know, I agree with you on a business level, that it does make it very difficult to accomplish things.
It makes for a weird couple of weeks, doesn't it?
It really does. It's very difficult to get anything accomplished, and the only good part about that is everybody else is having the same trouble getting things accomplished. On a personal level, I really have a problem of moving dates. I've even disagreed on a personal level with the government moving, you know, holidays, George Washington's birthday to Monday, so everybody has a three-day weekend. On the other hand, I like three-day weekends.
Yeah.
You sort of know what to expect, but...
I knew it wasn't going to happen. I just wanted to rankle a few people. I thought maybe
you sort of rankled me.
I know how to push all your buttons.
Yes. Well, as a Christian particularly, and I've struggled for years with keeping the meaning of Christ in Christmas, that moving the day takes away from that
It'll never happen, obviously.
I know.
But it's just even Tuesday or Thursday isn't so bad.
Right.
But Wednesday, maybe I know what we do. Let's just do away with Wednesdays.
Well, that wouldn't.
Let's just take the middle day out of the week, and it'll move everything closer together. What do you think?
Well, you can
we'll
try
be that.
That.
Much,
I think you
we'll
can
always be that
problem.
Much closer to the weekend.
There you go. There you go. You know, for home-based business people, that doesn't make any difference.
I know it.
It makes a difference as far as their clients are concerned, but not for them personally. So,
one of the challenges that home-based business owners have, and this is on your list of success tips for home-based businesses that we're working off of as we continue this series, is what I call nesting, but you call it making sure you get out of the office on a regular basis.
Right. The nesting can also be very isolating. That was one of the biggest changes and adjustments for me and for other people that I have talked to who went from a corporate environment to a home-based business. The first few weeks, the quiet, the no interruptions from coworkers and, you know, bosses and
excited
so forth.
About having your own little space.
Oh yeah, your energy level is high. You're getting everything put together. You're organizing your office and hopefully starting to market if you haven't already.
And thinking, if I'm going to be home based, that means I must be at home.
That's right, exactly. But when you have always worked outside the home or worked outside for a long time, coming into a home office environment, suddenly, and it varies for different people, for me it was about 3 weeks. About 3 weeks after I was home, suddenly it felt like the walls were coming in on me, and I found myself wandering around the house aimlessly trying to figure out what I was supposed to be doing. Not that I didn't have work to do, but there was this feeling of there was nobody else around, so... It was all up to me, and it took me a while to realize that was the feeling of being isolated.
Right.
And it was difficult. It really was difficult. On the one hand, I knew I should be doing things. I even had my lists, but it was a little hard to keep motivated. It took me a while to decide how to handle that. One of the things certainly was to make sure that I was dressed for the office when I came down from my bedroom in the morning so that I was on my way to work. And we had talked about some of those tips earlier. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I began to realize is that I needed contact with other business people, not my family, not my friends, not my neighbors, but business people, so I could stay focused on business when I needed to be focused on business.
And especially so, business people who could be customers.
Who could be customers or who could be a support system. Mm-hmm. There's two levels, and for some people it will vary as to how much you need of the personal support. Some people never need it, but other people need it a great deal. And that is being connected to other people who are home-based particularly, who understand what you're going through, and you can pick up the phone or you can get together for lunch. Whatever it is, you have some personal contact with someone else who says, yeah, I felt that way too, and here's what I did. That can be very motivating, very energizing for you to know that you're not alone. You really are not isolated. You may be by yourself in your home office, but you're not isolated. You are connected in various ways to the millions of other people, really, who are home-based. And there's a way to connect with other business people, which is your market or your strategic partners, which we'll talk about later on in another tip.
Beverly, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's more difficult? Or you think people are more likely to be to sort of isolate themselves inside their home base now than when you and I started doing this before there was the internet, before there was email?
No, I think it was harder then. I think it's easier now to get out of that isolation era because there are so many more people who are home-based. There's more people for you to connect to.
You can actually, and the thing about it is some people might be saying, well, wait a minute, guys. That's how I make my living, staying home and being on the internet and mm-hmm. and working with eBay and connecting with my community over the internet. If I leave my office, unless I take my BlackBerry with me, I'm basically unconnected from my marketplace. So we have to recognize that there are some people who actually don't have to leave home to make a living, but that still doesn't change the fact that you need to get out and meet people face to face.
Exactly. Because
hold on to that. Beverly, I hate to cut you off, but I need to take a quick break here, folks.
Okay.
20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Beverly Williams. She's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and these success tips are available in a cassette that you can buy from her at aahbb.org. Back, it's 23 after. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, an original member of our Brain Trust. She and I are now celebrating our 6th year together. Beverly, can you believe that?
That is hard to believe.
We are currently, as we speak, in our 6th year together.
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. I knew I could count on you to think of it like that.
It is fun. It's also gratifying to feel like we're helping people who might want mm-hmm. to be involved in a home-based business get going.
Well, we've certainly tried, and I don't know anybody else who's talked as much about home-based business issues on the airways as you and I have. Do you?
No, I don't. I really don't. That's one of the problems.
So there.
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about making sure you get out of the house, and I was asking the question, Beverly, about we need to make sure that people understand if you are a website designer, if you're a page you're doing page layout, you're public desktop publishing or whatever you're doing, some of you are making your living on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Your business is always in your home. You're sitting there working online, working with email, whatever. We understand that there are people out there who make their living, whose customers are all somewhere else. They're not in town. They're not where you can go call on them.
Right.
We understand that, but that still doesn't change the fact that you need that whether your customers are nearby or not, you still need to get out of the house, get some fresh air, go see some people face to face, and you know, get a little color in your skin.
Right. And if nothing else, you can get away from the carpal tunnel.
Exactly.
That problem,
you
know, you sitting in
you
the
can develop, you can develop rickets in a home-based business if you don't watch out.
Well, hopefully you're eating a balanced diet. The difficulty in staying isolated and focused on what you're doing when you're computer-based, internet-based for your business is that you get tunnel vision. You become so focused on what you're doing, and you may learn a few things from some other sites or emails that people send you, but you get this tunnel vision, and you don't see things beyond that. Getting out and talking to other people, and I'm talking about your peers, people who are doing the same type of things, or other things in the business world, can broaden your vision. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a chamber meeting or a woman business owners meeting, and in talking with somebody, a light bulb went off in my head. Something they said may have let me bring ideas forth that had been germinating, or they may have given me a new idea I had never thought about, and I will come home so energized that I don't care what time it is, I'll sit down right then and there and start working it through, figuring out what to do. It is so energizing to talk to other people and get other perspectives beyond that tunnel vision of what you know you can do, and that's why it's so important to get out.
The more you depend on high tech, the more you need to remember that you also need, we all also need, high touch.
Yes, exactly. I like that, high touch. I want to make sure that people understand the need to get out and talk to others, particularly, I mentioned chambers of commerce. There's other small business groups. Chambers, particularly, across the country, more and more are forming home-based business support groups. This is where you're a member of the chamber, and usually for no additional money, they have a subgroup or special interest group of home-based business owners, and you can come together at a separate meeting from the chamber, maybe another time of the month, and sit down and talk to each other. It may be you have roundtable discussions. You may have someone come in and give a brief little talk on a particular subject. The chamber that I belonged to for so many years down in Rockville, Maryland, actually Gaithersburg, Maryland, was the Gaithersburg Germantown Chamber of Commerce. And several years ago, we formed a home-based business group. We actually had a theme for the year. Last year, it was marketing. We started out in January on developing your marketing plan and went all the way through the year on how to do all these things, what some new ideas were. And by the end of the year, we reviewed the plan to see how well it worked. It was such an uplifting, energizing time to come together for an hour and a half, network with other people. All kinds of strategic partnerships were formed, new information. I came home almost every single, every single meeting with a new idea or a new slant on an idea I was working on. So there's this real valuable time spent with other people, accepting who you are. They know exactly what you're going through being home-based. They're proud and happy for you when you have a success. They give you that pat on the back. You may not have anybody else to give to you. And it's nice to pat yourself on the back, but it's even nicer to have somebody else do that for you.
Well, one thing we need to remember is let's look at the word home-based. Based presumes that there's another part of your world besides that.
Right.
I mean, home-based just means that your home is where your computer is and your checkbook is probably. You know, if it'd been otherwise, folks, we would have said you were hibernating,
right.
not home-based.
Exactly.
Beverly, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you.
Good job today, as always. Happy New Year. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, as you can tell. 29 after. I'll be right back with another great lady, Grace Marie Turner. We're going to talk about healthcare, public policy issues. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.